Proclamation number 4078 of 6th of July, 1947. Spiritual Sun. The spiritual sun has risen for people who have gained the knowledge of God through prayer and loving activity. It has become bright inside them. A radiant morning has replaced the dark spiritual night, and the day will last forever. It will no longer be followed by night, for whoever wants his knowledge will keep it for eternity. Only when the sun of the Spirit shines on a person does his heart find inner peace, for when it is day all the worries and fears of the night disappear. It is the feeling of security that determines the person, and this feeling gives calm and peace. Now and then a little cloud can still cover the rays of the spiritual sun. Dismal moments in the human being's life can worry him, but the rays of the sun will always break through. They will shine ever brighter and more penetratingly, until finally the human being is completely radiated through and everything impure and wrong is consumed by their glow, until the rays no longer encounter any resistance and the human being is completely spiritualized. Then man will live. He will live for eternity. For the sun awakens everything to life, and nothing can be alive without its rays. Before anyone who walks along in the rays of the spiritual sun, a life will open up which will make him blissfully happy, for he will have profound knowledge and be able to radiate this knowledge himself, thus become a bearer of light himself, as it were, a small sun which is fed by the great sun, which, spiritualized by its rays, can distribute spiritual knowledge, for the rays of the spiritual sun do not lose their strength, and the spiritual knowledge offered as light can be imparted to fellow human beings so that a bright morning can dawn on them again after a dark night. But only few walk in the spiritual sun, for the majority of people avoid the bright light and withdraw. And these are the people who steer clear of every spiritual debate, who do not desire the truth but are rather hardened or contend if they know nothing about continued existence. Others, however, accept the knowledge and do not utilize it, that is, they only hear it with their ears but not with their heart. They do not feel the benefit of the sun's rays because they do not expose themselves to them, and therefore they are not alive either, for they lack the love which would also make the benefits of the spiritual sun's rays comprehensible to them. They do not see the sunrise, they remain in their state of twilight, for they do not desire the light and thus it will not rise for them either, because they escape the circuit of divine love. Still others are completely indifferent when the light from on high is offered to them. They feel comfortable in darkness and never seek to change their state, and therefore eternal night remains in them. But night is no one's friend. Where spiritual night is, the soul falls into extreme hardship. The light of day must have an effect on it if it is to feel free and happy. It must be illuminated by the spiritual sun if it wants to live in eternity. And it can escape the night, it can always approach the radiant morning, for it only depends on the human being's will that he makes an effort to attain knowledge of God, that he practices love, that he unites with God through loving activity, even if unconsciously, that he then feels God, calls upon him in prayer and commands himself to his love and grace. All this must proceed if the human being wants to attain the right knowledge, if he wants to think right and know the truth, if he wants to become knowledgeable and be taught by God himself through his Spirit. But then he will be in the light, then the Son of the Spirit will have risen for him. Then there will be no more night, no darkness will be spread over him, he will find radiant brightness everywhere, He will walk the right path in the light of day which leads to the aim. He will release the soul from spiritual adversity. He will give it life and nothing will be able to frighten it anymore because it will always and everywhere be accompanied by the one whom it has recognized in the light of the morning, who himself is the light from eternity. Amen.